was turning point that made you want to?
Well, I actually couldn't really make the decision until after the bowl game. So after we played the LSU game, it sort of sat into my mind, and I kind of had a chance to sit back, relax, and think about, you know, my opportunities. Well, you know, Coach Weiss is a straight shooter, man. And if you talk with Coach Weiss, you know that he's a straight shooter. So when I did go in and have my meeting with him, he just basically told me that, you know, he was disappointed for the program, but that he support me in my decision. So it was real quick.
you made your decision before the meeting with him, so you'd already decided.
Yes, I was pretty much sure what I was going to do before I went.
Are you surprised by the talk that Brady Quinn might be dropping in the first round?
Well, I mean, it's all speculation now. You never know. I believe that it's a lot of time before before draft day. So you'll be hearing people shifting, going up, going down. You know, I think that's just some of the things that happen with the combine and with the NFL.
You played with him. What can you tell us about what kind of quarterback he is?
Well, of course, I probably have a self-bias on this, man, with me and my guy Brady, but I definitely believe he's the best quarterback in the draft by far. You know, no one has the ability that he has and can read defenses and has been under the system that he's been under. Plus, put up the numbers. I mean,
what do you think you need to prove down here? What do you want to show?
Well, I just want to show what I can do. I believe a lot of people know what I can do, but I just got to sort of prove it in people's eyes. You know, everybody sort of got an idea of how I play and what I look like while I'm out there playing. I just believe that I got to go out, you know, and basically shine and just sort of prove to everybody that, you know, I am who they think I am.
What's the feedback been so far?
It's been great. It really has been great. This has been a great experience and everything so far, and nothing but really interviews and stuff right now. We haven't done any other physical labor, but I believe the portion that we're in now is probably the most tiresome. Some everybody. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of teams so far, a lot of interviews and things like that, and still got a bunch more to go tonight and tomorrow, and just full days, man. I tell you, full days.
With Corey Dillon retiring and that playing under Coach Weiss at Notre Dame, you could probably fit right in New England, right?
Could. You know, New England could be a place. I mean, among a lot of them, you know, the great thing I think about my position is that a lot of teams nowadays are going to this two-back system. You know, since the Colts did it well, the Bears did it well, you know, the Saints are doing it well, so I believe that, you know, that's a good thing for any running back coming out now.
And you have no problem with that, playing with it in a two-back system in the NFL?
Well, of course, I want to take all the carries now. Let's just be straight up. But I just definitely believe that it's a good thing for any back coming out. And plus, you know, playing in the NFL, I don't know how many guys will last carrying the ball 30, 40 times a game.
Darius, what's it been like to try to go to school this semester and try to get ready for this?
It's been tough. It really has been tough being able to go to class Monday through Thursdays, and then Thursday night I'm flying out to Florida to train for the combine and things like that. So it's been very taxing on me. But the great thing is that my professors have worked with me well, and I believe that it's really worked out for me.